Good morning. My name is Lydia Oliver. I'm sure many of you know that I've been going here ever since I was a baby. I can say hands down that St. Paul's is a place where I've grown up. I've had lots of laughs and cries here, including tears of joy. Everyone here has watched me grow up, and now I get a chance to say my final thoughts before leaving St. Paul's. At first, I was having trouble thinking about what this homily should be, because a lot has happened in 18 years. But then I finally knew when I realized how much this community has shaped me and helped me become who I am today. I want to start off by saying that I was very shy when I was younger, as some of you may already know. I didn't really like talking to people, and I usually kept to myself. I was most involved as a younger child at St. Paul's in the children's choir and in handbells. I also learned how to play piano here. Little did I know that those things, including more, would help set the foundation of who I would be today. In middle school, I was pretty absent during my EYC sixth grade year, but towards the end, I decided to join in. I was still at an awkward stage in my life, and I was still very shy. As I progressed through my years at EYC, I started making really close friends that I know that I will still be in contact with for the rest of my life. While I was also being introduced to diocesan events throughout middle school, I was beginning to break my shell. Summer focus events, the Episcopal Farm Worker Ministry mission trip, and other events during that time started to teach me that I have a voice and that it is up to me to decide how I need to use it. As much as I had wanted to go further on other fun events my middle school years and freshman year in high school, I couldn't. I wasn't able to be as present as I wanted to be because I was on a very competitive dance team that took up a lot of my time and many of my weekends. I felt like I was in a hole because I was not as close to God as I wanted to be, and I had missed that sense of community. Because of this, I decided to quit dance my sophomore year and attended diocesan events. I got to attend Happening, Bishop's Ball, and Lift Every Voice. I was reuniting with friends that I had met, which helped me gain that sense of love and community back. I couldn't help but to dive into EYC and be more thoughtful of the lessons we learn. My sophomore year, I went to Bishop's Ball for the first time and learned about CCY, the Charter Committee Youth for the Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina. I was very hesitant to sign up at first. It required an essay, letters of recommendation, and an interview over the phone. I was very nervous, but it was something that I felt called to do. I made it onto CCY and made even more friends that I could count on, knowing that they were there for me and that I was there for them. From there, things just started to take off. I learned more and more here at St. Paul's and made an effort to encourage everyone to come to EYC, diocesan events, and more. At times, it felt like I was the one dragging my family to church instead of the other way around. For those of you who don't know, I was selected to be one of the coordinators for this year's Bishop's Ball that was held in February. We decided to make the theme Living the Way, and through this, we decided that a part of living the way was to love God, love yourself, and to love others. I had to give a homily about loving yourself, and through that process, realized that there isn't really anything specific in the Bible saying about loving yourself. The only thing I could find was love your neighbor as yourself. I was very shocked myself to realize that loving yourself is something that God already expects us to do, something that should be a given. Through my time here at St. Paul's, I've had lots of highs and lows, but in the end, I wouldn't change anything in the world for every experience that I've had and for every person I've met. I learned mindfulness here. I learned self-love. I learned that silence is okay to have in hard conversations and how it is used for God's time to speak. I can gain a sense of leadership here, things that I know will help me for the rest of my life. I learned patience, faith, hope, love, what it is to be in a community, and most importantly, what it means to love others and live in the way of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Good morning again. My name is Shelby Bryson, for those of you that don't know, and this fall, I will be attending Guilford College in Greensboro. Graduating a school I've been attending for 12 years and moving to a college where I know exactly one person basically unravels every constant I've had in my life up until now. I won't get to tell my friends I'll see them tomorrow because I won't. I won't get to ask my mom to make me dinner because she won't be living with me. I won't get to steal the rest of my dad's Coke because he won't see me every time he comes home with a to-go cup. And finally, I won't get to distract my mom with my mindless chatter every Sunday because I won't be sitting next to her here every weekend. I was reading an article on my laptop the other day, And this guy was writing about these studies showing that somewhere between 60 and 80% of previously engaged Christian youth become disengaged with their faith as they transition into college. At first, I shrugged it off because I've been going to a private Christian school for 12 years, and I've been coming here almost every Sunday since I was 6. But then I thought about all the ways I connect with God: praying, reading the Bible, listening to homilies, and I found that they all happen for me at church or at school. I tried to think of the times when I opened my Bible and read, privately, with no one watching, or when I thank God for everything he's given me, alone, in my car at home, or when I asked or talked to him about something, anything I was struggling with in my life that didn't directly have to do with him. When I tried to think about the amount of time, the true amount of my life, that I had devoted to God outside of when someone asked me to or reminded me about it, I came up short for lots of reasons. One of which was my laziness that permeates every area of my life, starting with getting out of bed every morning. But the more important reason was that I had let Christians I disagreed with get in the way of my relationship with God. I had let other people's opposing biblical interpretations cause me to distance myself from my faith, because devoting less time to him was easier than actually picking up my Bible, the same one that oftentimes is used as a weapon, and reading it, finding my own meaning. And I think that is something that most people can relate to more often than just during big transitions in our lives. Because eventually, we run out of transitions to go through. There's no high school to graduate from again, no college to give out a degree anymore, no first real jobs to get, no new partner or family or house. Eventually, there are no more wake-up calls to get us to evaluate where we are in our faith, outside of habitual Sunday worship. The faith that gets us to read our Bibles on our own, even if we aren't 100% behind everything it says. The faith that gets us to look in his word, despite the fact that people we disagree with interpret verses in ways we can't stand. When we take the time to evaluate where we are in this kind of faith, all of the Christians we disagree with, all of the biblical interpretations we find appalling, all of the ways religion makes us upset, they all fall away. Because faith is something that's personal. It doesn't depend on the traditional on what the traditional Christian believes, and it doesn't fall apart when the reverend goes on sabbatical. And so we need to wake ourselves up, regularly and often, to ensure that people with different religious opinions, people that we usually don't even sit next to on Sundays, don't control how we interact with God on every other day. So I'm encouraging everyone, myself included, to read the Bible on a random Tuesday or pray on a Thursday, because it becomes much easier to take part in the personal relationship he calls us into when we are alone, away from other Christians, and away from religion. Thank you.